Yeah, like at the end of the day, the problems in the Irish market are massive, and everybody is, I wouldn't say behind, I'd say the platforms are outdated. The knowledge base is very, very limited.
Yeah.
And people are very skeptical about using new software.
Yeah.
And which they shouldn't be, because the up-and-coming software is potentially going to get them better results.
Yeah.
And better yield overall.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, how many companies have an ad spend of around 37,000 and have just ignored, like, leave that thing over there. There's nothing we can do about it. We're not educating ourselves and we don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Let's just give that money over to Google because, you know, or yeah. we give it over to Facebook or whoever it is. And they're probably just not trained in the moving parts.
Welcome back to Platinum Properties Podcast. In today's podcast, Paul chats with Anthony McCann, co-founder of findco.ie, the Irish residential, commercial and rental property platform. During this conversation, Anthony chats with Paul about how he got started with FindCo, how the platform works and the benefits of using his platform. He also gives some excellent marketing tips, plus much more. So tune in and we hope you enjoy the session. We really want to thank today's podcast sponsors, Platinum Ventures. If you need to sell your property fast and hassle-free, visit platinumventures.ie.
All right, so welcome back, team, to this week's podcast. And we have a great, great lineup again for today. We're going to be diving back into the world of property, which is great. So sit back, relax, take as many notes as you can. As we always say, we bring in some great, great guests. And the reason why we bring them in is these people have the knowledge and... I have to try and take the knowledge from the people that have it and give it to the people that need it. So the world is changing in the world of property. And as you know, the platforms that we normally buy off are all getting a bit dated. So tonight we're going to try and delve in to a new platform that's out and about and has some great, great deals in there for you to also dive into. So sit back, relax. And in the next 35 minutes, you're probably going to have loads and loads of questions. You can shoot them into us during the week and we'll connect you with the right people. So, Anthony McCann, you're very, very welcome into Platinum Property Training. Thanks a million for popping in with us.
No problem at all. Delighted to be here.
And you're on the launch of your new company. Well, I won't say launch. It's up running probably about
a year. Yeah, we're roughly about a year in. We had a very, very soft launch, just trying to get some refinements done and really understand what people wanted within the real estate sector.
Yeah,
Primarily estate agents really understanding their kind of needs and their wants, and obviously in regards to the toolings that they're using and the frustration they're facing.
Yeah,
so we want to try alleviate as much pain points as possible.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and we talked earlier on about the different software you've in behind this and stuff like that, and it's really, really powerful. And as we know, the system that's out there at the moment, in my eyes, it's near enough broken. Is it fit for purpose? I don't know. A lot, the world is changing really, really fast. AI is kicking in. Every time we talk about different, in different podcasts, AI pops back in. So I know later on tonight, we'll be talking a little bit about that again. But give us a little bit of a background for the people that don't know you about yourself and what you do and where you come from.
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I'm obviously VP of Global Operations for Dev Center House. So Dev Center House is a software company, primarily the brains behind FindCo.ie. I would say the power behind FindCo.ie and our other product, TenantIn.ie. And we've basically been a software company in the market for well over 12 years. We've helped hundreds of clients in regards to their software requirements, from web applications, mobile applications, blockchain, AI, amongst other softwares, including web and mobile application development. In regards to FindCo.ie, this came about due to frustrations, obviously, within the team. People that had properties and were listing on various platforms and facing frustration there. And then in regards to some of them that are tenants and all the pain points that are there as well, including myself when I was looking for properties.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of pain points that were behind the likes of the two products that we have, FindCo.ie and TenantIn. But primarily, I suppose the powerhouse behind both products is Dev Center House.
Lovely. Okay, so that's the main brain behind it all. That's where all the knowledge is coming from. That's where you're seeing the gap and that's where you're trying to now step in and fix and bring it up to a good speed.
But that's it. Like the one thing from a software perspective, especially from any good company that's out there, you want to try solve problems that's in the market.
Yeah.
And that's regardless of what the product is. If there's a need for it, somebody has to try resolve it.
Yeah.
And that's our kind of bread and butter, is resolving issues that other potential clients or software companies are facing and trying to alleviate as much pressure and pain points.
Okay, so you spend a lot of time trying to fix these little gaps you see, and you are obviously very clever people, so you're able to see in the back of different systems that may and may not be working. You may see the deadness gap in there. You probably see the frustration in the property market at the moment, where people are just running to this one place, you know, trying to get a listing, trying not to get a listing, trying to get a property for sale, and the frustration kicks in. You're well aware of all these different problems.
Yeah. No, like, there is definitely a lot of problems, but the one thing I'll just touch on is that as soon as we see a problem, we fix it. So we've a large volume of software developers in the background, but one primarily is our CTO, Twana Daniel. So when we actually integrate or engage with clients, and the first thing he does within 5 minutes is able to pinpoint exactly what needs improvement, and he's really good at it.
So he knows how to get clients to stay there and look around the app and look around.
And to want to further improve it. So yeah. Somewhere that he sees that could make potential gains as a company, or may be able to scale that product a little bit further, you give them that information free of charge. And just so that they have that information and can make those improvements, regardless whether they do business with us or not.
Perfect. Okay, so FindGo itself then, like, just give me a little bit of a lead up to that then. So you set it up, you're one of the main players in there as well. So you set it up probably...
It would have been October 2023. We launched it into the market. Before that, we were obviously about 9 months, 10 months development. Obviously, getting all the refinements done, looking at what a property platforms in Ireland, but also outside of Ireland, and seeing how advanced they were compared to what was currently in the market. So we decided to put this in due to the pain points and obviously the gaps that's there, and decided to basically steamroll it.
Yeah. So primarily you're looking for estate agents to come on board. If I want to list a house with you, can I bring in list a house with you?
Yeah, no, of course you can. You can actually just log on to the platform itself. So findgo.ie, simply create an account, and you get up to 2 free properties at any time. So you can list 2 free properties without being charged a penny. And that's estate agents and private users.
So for an estate agent tonight, they can literally log on and get 2 free listings, test it out,
see what they think. And if they want further features, we happily have a conversation around how they can subscribe.
Okay, so I'm trying to work myself. I know we're going to go into the website now in a few minutes and we're going to play around with it a little bit. But again, Paul Green wants to sell a property in the morning. He doesn't want to pay massive fees to you know, I've seen some where you may have to pay up to €400 or €350 for premium ad. So I don't want, if I didn't want to pay that, I launch with you, I get 2 free listings.
2 free listings at any time, yeah.
How long will it take me? Because I'm not computer friendly. You'll see later on when I go into this, I'll probably shut off all the screens. But how long would it take someone like me to go onto your website, upload one of my properties for sale, and then what happens after that point?
So, being quite honest, you could have it done in less than 5 minutes. So all you do is create your account. So sign up, put in your email address, you'll get an OTP code, take your OTP, put it in, and basically you're in. Add your details, add your properties, and it's as simple as that. It's a 5-step process.
Okay, absolutely free.
Absolutely
free.
For the first two properties, absolutely free. That's 2 free properties at any time. So it, as long as you don't put a third property, you will not be charged a fee.
Okay. And then I put the property up for you. Like, and another one, you've got a lot of traffic heading over to the website, checking out properties all day. I mean, anyone that talks about property or lists a property, you have a swarm of people buying, you know, I'm sure you've seen all the queues going around, the sales sign goes up in the garden, and next thing you stay aged, you might have 30 or 40 people coming to different viewings. So use how's all the software there? Is nationwide now?
So at the moment we are nationwide, so we're doing a lot kind of across the board. Not only from a property perspective, from a marketing perspective too. And obviously Dev Center House being a software company, and we do a lot in regards to the likes of SEO and I suppose optimization, and the marketing itself.
You really know how to get this thing up to the top to get people's attention on it and eyeballs. And
yeah, so that's the one thing that estate agents would say is, we've seen you on X platform, or we've seen your ad here, or we've seen something somewhere along the way. So what we're doing is definitely working, but we also utilize our kind of skills to help those that list on the platform.
You get this baby up running.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so primarily then, you probably have a good count of the estate agents nationwide.
Yeah. So we've well over 100 estate agents at the moment. We are seeing more and more signing up on a daily basis. We have our BDMs reaching out to other estate agents just to give them the knowledge that it's a free-to-use platform for up to two properties.
Yeah.
And then giving them the benefits of the subscription model, which is well below the market value.
Yeah, yeah. So, and is that always going to stay in around that price? Is it,
have you got locked in for 12 months? The ambition is to keep it as low as possible. And obviously to change the landscape that's currently there.
Yeah, yeah. So bring some fresh set of eyes in and list it. So I list a property in there. What's an average time before you see listed and sale agreed? I know that's down to agents.
It is down to agents.
Not really your job probably, but...
The turnover we've seen is very, very quickly. Okay. Like property goes up. If it's a rental property, could be less than a week, depending on the agent.
Yeah.
And location as well is obviously key. But when it comes to sale, the market at the moment is oversaturated with buyers, but obviously there's not enough properties available.
Yeah.
So I think turnaround time we've seen between 1 to 2 months, where we've seen an agent list and actually pull the property back down.
Okay, see, that's a sale gone in. That's someone like me probably just gone in and bought it really fast.
Really quickly, yeah.
So again, just doing a couple of notes on your website. I mean, it's not that you've one or two on it. Like there's plenty of buy in there. You've nearly 700 units listed.
Yeah, 700 units listed at the moment. There's more being listed on a daily basis. Obviously, because it's only two free properties, the yield is low, but we do foresee that growing exponentially.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, so that's the buying side of the property for estate agents to come in, listed, or myself even to list the property, or obviously the public to list it. You have obviously the template, so it's very easy to list, like one of the other players that, you know, obviously you put up certain photos. Do you have a guide to recommend the photos are clean, sharp?
Yeah, so we actually have a team in the background that will actually go in. So when you've uploaded your property, we'll do some fine cuts underneath the hood just to make sure that the kind of presentation is up to par, and what the prime picture is the one that looks the best.
Yeah.
Because obviously estate agents, they're in a rush. Yeah. Or even private users, they're in a rush. So we'd like to ensure that the key focal point is showcased to draw that attention.
Your team in behind it's pausing it, fixing it, brightening it, making sure the quality is really good.
You'll publish it, it'll go live, but we will make tweaks in the background just to make sure that you're getting as much value as possible.
Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. So the website then, or this piece of software, it's obviously changing by the day. I mean, you are a huge house behind it all as well. But it's obviously been tweaked and changed by the day as well to bring it up to the... obviously the best standard to your ability you can.
Yeah, so we've over 30 software developers working on this overall.
Jesus Christ.
So we are doing weekly sprints. So a weekly sprint is basically deployment of new software or refinement or bug fixes. So we've constantly new updates going out on a weekly basis, whether that's a new feature or whether it's just further improvements based on feedback.
Lovely stuff. Take me through the rental side. Obviously, you're going to have a market drop of rent. Obviously, your rents aren't going to be the same as your sales. We all know that. A lot of landlords have exited the market due to stupidity from the government with heavy taxation. And I get it all the time. Oh, your fucking landlords are loaded. They don't realize that you're paying, in some cases, 52% tax. And, you know, last time when interest rates went up by 10%, you're getting hammered that way. You're getting hammered. And then you're trying to put your life savings into just providing an extra roof over someone's head to call it an extra rental property, whether that's your way of building wealth or not. It's mine, but I mean, it's stressful. But what's happened is, and all the regulations and the rules behind it, a lot of older landlords went, nah, fuck it, I'm done. This is getting too messy and I'm out. So there's obviously a big flood of properties have left. They've obviously gone to first time buyers and trader uppers or whatever's happened to the properties. You're on your rental side of things. Just talk to me about the way you control that in there now compared to
different
companies.
Moment, when it comes to the rentals, it's the same principle, two free properties if you're a private user. What we're seeing is there's more people migrating from the likes of Facebook and other groups to utilize our platform.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the key benefit to them is that they're not being charged a penny. But when it comes to the rental
typical
side...
Typical Irish thing, isn't
exactly,
it? It's free,
yeah.
We'll go. If it's not, fuck that.
But that's the thing. A lot of people still don't realise that it's free.
Yeah.
So we're trying to ensure that we can save people pennies, which is the overall objective.
Yeah.
And to obviously increase the amount of properties available in the market.
Yeah.
Because those properties that are on social media, they're not accounted for in any books, whether it's government or wherever. And we're trying to put them into one centralised platform that people can utilise at their leisure.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we have a product called Tenant In, which is a rental history resume. So if a tenant, say, for instance, wants to apply for a property, they can simply sign up to tenantin.ie, get a free profile. If they want to go on a hunt, it's actually a go on a hunt feature where we'll actually recommend that to estate agents of property.
Now that is a really, really experienced person that's in this network that has been connected in this network since I started it. And he has a lot of experience when it comes to property, and he has a lot of property himself. And that was one thing he said for years and years and years. I think he even tried to create something to give her tenant reference. Because, look, everybody hears about the bad tenant, but there's fucking great tenants. Yeah. There's great customers out there. There's good and bad in every business, and it's not always bad. So you have now captured references. So let's just say that one of my customers leave me, and they're going from Talla to Galway. Are you saying you can take my reference that I give them? Because they, like 99.9% of our customers, they're fantastic people. And we'll always make sure that they can, if they're going to their next property, if they've been behaving themselves and they've been very good and the property's been handed back, that they have a glowing reference. And there's a lot of mist in there. Like what we see as property people again, and, you know, if you're trying to rent out a property, it can be difficult as well, because you can't, you know, if I'm trying to get someone out of a property, which I don't, but let's say I'm a different landlord and I'm trying to get someone out because I need to sell the property, I'll say anything to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's kept somewhere on a database, you're not going to be too loose with your lips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you have captured that information. Tell me what happens now.
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Property Training.
Start your property education today from simply one click of a button. You could be part of the Platinum team. We have made this so affordable for everybody in the country. If you have any interest in property, there's no reason why you shouldn't be part of the Platinum brand. We have got it all systemized. It is right in there with rookies. You can spend 4, 5, 6, or 7 months in there till you get to a certain level. And then you can step up your way through the programs and you can really start to educate yourself. And we're here to help. We've got the best systems in the country. Click the link below and we will see you there.
So we've captured all the information. So obviously with GDPR, the user has full control of that information.
Yeah.
And it's at their leisure if they want to share it with somebody. But what we've captured is their full synopsis of who they are, their employment, rental history, references. And when they want to, say, apply for a property or rent, they simply just send that URL. Landlord clicks it and it opens up that synopsis of who they are.
Okay, and that's vetted.
Fully vetted. So we'll actually verify that reference with the landlord.
So why isn't then straight away, why isn't all the tenants that are like, I mean, this is for me, right? For what I'm looking at now, we spend so much time trying to go through different things. And I know a lot of other landlords do too, trying to go through databases and all. Why aren't tenants queuing up at your door trying to get up onto that website with the URL and at least get a good chance? Because if I was going to rent out a property in the morning and you had got a database of people and or maybe, I don't mean graded, but they had a track record, you know, they're in a property for 5 years or 7 years in Dublin, they've never missed a payment, they've been great tenants, properties were held well, handed back in good shape, and they've moved to Galway, and a Galway investor can pick up that tenant. I mean, that's priceless.
Yeah, no, it's absolute gold. But yeah, that's the problem. It's the knowledge. A lot of people don't obviously know what the tenant-in platform is.
Yeah.
They're just assuming it's another money-making scheme, which is not the case. The overall objective is to give them back their power and to be able to put their best foot forward when applying for properties.
Okay.
Which is obviously the fundamental principle when it comes to any tenant that wants to apply.
Yeah, because you'll hear it around and it's very, very frustrating. We all know we have a housing crisis, and like we've asked a couple of ministers to come in here and they just simply won't. They tell us, yeah, we'll do it. They won't get into the hot seat at all for some strange reason. And it could be just a couple of questions we ask them to try and fix the bloody thing. But again, if you were a tenant that had done a great, great job in your history, why shouldn't that become with you? It's like having a driver. It's like having an insurance policy. If you're an insurance policy, you've had and had a crash for 10 years, you should be accounted for that.
Exactly, yeah.
And
so it's just trying to make people aware that it's out there and that you can actually utilise it, because at the moment, we've over 4,000 users utilising the tenant-in platform, but it's still trying to, I suppose, educate them on it, that this is a tool that is at your disposal and may actually help you land the property. Obviously, there's a shortage when it comes to rental properties, but this will put your best foot forward and put you on a higher scale than those.
Yeah, sorry, that's where I was going with that last thought as well. I was speaking to a girl there last week and I was trying to help her prepare. She was a friend of hers. We were trying to help her prepare for a property she was trying to get. And she was like, absolutely. And I totally understand the frustration because if we put a property up, thousands of calls come in. But this girl was distraught. And I know there's loads of people in this scenario that are distraught. And it's a terrible situation to be in. But again, she couldn't even get a return call back from the agent.
Yeah, I've been in that situation myself. It was 18 months before I found something.
Crazy.
So I definitely feel their pain points. And that's where Tenant In came in, was obviously my pain points and others within the rental sector that are in our team.
Yeah.
And feedback from people that I know and obviously within the company, they know. So we try to take all the feedback, compile it and give them a useful tool that they could utilize to give them the best advantage possible.
Yeah. So I think a very good place that I've heard it is spoken about as well, but it was never, to my ability, it was never launched properly, was the Irish Property IPOA.
Yeah.
I think if that was tagged onto the end of their website, it would be a great, great thing because they're tenant friendly, they're obviously landlord friendly, and to merge the two together, it works, you know, and definitely for an investor, for someone that's putting their whole life savings into this property. You want to have someone good at the end that's going to mind it, keep it, and is not going to get burned to the ground on you. And if that's their little passport for the track record they have, and yous have kept it down to a minimum, to free.
For free, yeah. And they can list as many properties as they want. So if they were in, say, 3 rental properties over the last 5 years, they can list those 3 rental properties. And if the landlord wants to give the reference, that reference is stored under each property as well. So they can utilize that then for the next property. And they have, rather than having to go looking for references on pieces of paper or emails, it's all in one place.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I see a lot of people now, because their websites and because different companies have got so expensive. I know to rent a room, it's a lot cheaper. It's 18 or 19 euros still. But again, to actually list a website to do, it's gone so expensive. So what a lot of landlords that I know are doing are going into groups.
Yeah.
And the groups are full of, look, there's some great people in the groups too, because they're free. But there's also some fantastic fucking scam artists in that group.
Yeah.
And you have to be very, very careful of it because, you know, you could be a landlord or you could be renting out a room and you could be renting out an apartment and someone says, yeah, this is their apartment, blah, 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 blah. Like, I have been in the position that people would say, I don't need to come to the property. I'm going to do a Zoom call with you. That might even be my fucking property.
Yeah.
And an hour later, there's a deposit of 2 grand come in. So are you doing anything in the market? Obviously, you're trying to save. How is all this in one portal where it's safe, it's clean, has a track record as well. But do you see that where people are getting scammed in these
groups? We've put some safety measures in to try to reduce that from any property that's listed on FOINCO. And we've seen that, I suppose, at the initial beginning where there was a lot of scam going on where people were actually applying for properties saying that a deposit was taken and we were like, okay, giving them kind of set guidelines, do this on your next application. Yeah. Make sure you don't give over any sort of funding or money. But then we put safety measures in from a vetting perspective. So if you want to list the property on FOINCO, you'll be vetted. You'll either be called just to verify that you're real. You may be asked for an ID document just to verify that like you are who you say you are. And then we'll activate the ad. So there's a couple of different metrics in there in regards to ensuring that we can keep people safe as best as possible, but to ensure that the properties that are there are 100% legitimate.
Yeah, that's a good LTO as well. Again, I there was this Spanish that's just popping to my mind because I get fucking really frustrated when I hear it. Obviously this other family, and it wasn't just the only family, they had heading towards a hotel. Sorry, they were in the hotel. They were building up some deposits. This lead came from a bitch from Spain, acted as a landlord. The property was in Drimna. It was looked lovely at all the bells and all the whistles. He was answering their calls, but of course he was in Spain, couldn't do it. The agent was going to let them in for a view and he couldn't turn it. A fucking great story behind every scam. Yeah. Family are down 2,000.
Yeah. And I was saying it time and time again. Yeah. And we've advised them to go back to the banks and things like that and just giving them the kind of steps that they need to take on their end to try get the money back in some way. But what we've done is alleviate a lot of that problem. In regards to the kind of safety checks and stuff.
Yeah, I can smell the software is a lot more dated than it's up there now with the tools that are needed.
Yeah.
Do you have any, I know we're going to run through the website now in a few minutes as well, but I'm just trying to get it again for an investor and maybe for someone that wants to get a value on their property. Because obviously if someone's selling the property, there's no, you know, unless they get an estate agent into their property to put a value on it, do you have any like tools on the website that can, if I'm an older person and I want to throw my property up for sale, which I want to rough where it's going to, you know, how much it's going to get. Do you have any free tools up your website?
Yeah, so there's a free tool. As soon as you log into the platform, at the very top, there's a banner saying free valuation tool.
Okay.
So you click on that. It'll ask you for a couple of key details. It'll ask you if you made any renovation to the house over a certain number of years and roughly what that cost was as well. And then I'll spit out roughly what the price of the property is based on the current market, but what has sold in that area as well. And I'll give you a synopsis of other properties over the last number of years.
So will it pull back some solid comparables and a bit of a data sheet?
It'll give you a full synopsis as to what the current landscape is within that area.
Okay.
Yeah, including your property price.
We were using a different app as well, which is very, very, very good for an investor because we're looking at thousands of different properties, yeah. Obviously, when you're trying to buy them. But it was expensive, but it was very, very good. Would that tool be good enough for me to go in and use? Or is it?
I reckon it would. Like if you wanted to just a quick understanding as to what the potential value of that property is without an estate agent having to show up.
Yeah.
They'll give you, I wouldn't say 100% accurate, but it's at least 99% accurate in regards to
the, and we always know a property as well. Nothing's accurate. It's
obviously an agent could show up and there could be a crack in the wall, could be wherever. But based on the information that you've gave, you'll get almost identical price based on that market structure.
Lovely stuff. So we've talked about listing the property. We've talked about agents listing. There's a lot of agents that listen into this podcast as well. So hopefully they at least jump on and throw two properties up. We've talked about rents, which I think you're at. They're definitely now getting the word out there as well. I'm telling you from an investor point of view, if somebody comes up to me and I can check very quickly like that and there's a passport in behind it, I'm going with them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that list and have a look and say, okay, well, why shouldn't this person be passed on? And, you know, hopefully my name's at the end of a few of them if people are coming and going. But for comfort side of things, for the tenant side of things, you've definitely done. You also have captured the tenant market in there. I know there's not loads of units in there for rent as nationwide.
Yeah,
there's none.
The board,
Best of luck. I'd say they're like hot snots if they went in. Commercial.
So commercial, believe it or not, we just launched a tool today.
Okay.
So we have our office space calculator, which has just launched, and that will actually give you two different price grids. So if you're looking for a space to rent, it'll give you an estimate as to what a particular space will cost within a certain area. Or if you're looking to sell an office, it'll give you a rough estimate as to what that commercial unit may potentially go for.
Yeah, because I'm not a big commercial guy. There is a guy in my group that specializes in commercial, but I'm not a huge commercial person. But again, a lot of the times when it goes into commercial space, a lot of people have exited. So there's obviously loads of these units lying around. Yeah. I see you are probably just about 100 units listed already.
Yeah.
So, and you're only literally, you know, getting up going. So there's obviously plenty of units dotted around the country that are probably empty.
Yeah, so at one point over the last, say, 5 months, there was close to 1,000 units listed on Fianco.ie.
Okay.
And what we've seen is obviously a lot of agents are frustrated with the current circumstances in the market and find it very, very difficult to shift the property. Yeah. Or even when it comes to rental, everybody's remote. So they're trying to shift a unit that potential business has gone remote in. So what we've tried to do is fix those pain points based on the feedback that the agents have gave us based on that sector, especially when it comes to commercial, because they're struggling big time.
Yeah, well, people may have missed as well. There's commercial resi and exempt development.
Yeah.
You should Google that one and figure that out. You'll probably see a lot of the banks now getting changed into apartments.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. So a lot of rental spaces.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is help the agents within that commercial sector because they're struggling big time. And as I said just before, we're here to try to solve problems when it comes to software. And obviously solve problems within the market.
Yeah.
And it's a massive problem within Ireland.
Yeah, I know, because you did say to me earlier on as well, for people that are listening in, that, you know, if people that are heavily invested in property, or not heavily invested, heavily invested into the property space, which is a lot of people, a lot of very, very clever people, but they are used to one old system.
Yeah.
and yous are open to even dropping an email in and saying, look, this is a challenge that we find, blah, 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 build a relationship.
And yeah, we're happy. If anybody has a software requirement, we're happy to give them some advice and some guidance in regards to things that they could do to not only make further improvements, but potentially scale that product beyond what their vision is.
Yeah.
But we're there to offer advice and guidance free of charge, obviously.
Yeah.
If they wanted to have a scope call where we basically jump into a call and really understand what their needs are.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it comes to a software development perspective, we're on board to help them out in that capacity too.
Yeah, so look, we'll probably just nudge into that software development company, because I noticed the back brain here. Are you open to talking a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That's a serious issue that small companies have. So a small company like ourselves that are trying to grow, obviously you set up an ad, you put an ad out, you think it's doing brilliant, it's heating thousands of people, and there's nothing coming back in for it. So again, take one of my ads, we buy houses fast.
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Ventures. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
Hi Dublin homeowners, are you struggling to sell your property fast in the open market? Or maybe that deal has collapsed. Okay, if you're facing this type of a problem, we have the perfect solution for you. Welcome to Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast. Any property, any condition. We close out them deals within 28 days. Put out the stress of having endless viewings and having to pump money into property, only to sell it. We are not estate agents, and therefore you will pay zero agent fees. Visit platinumventures.ie today. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
Okay, we've traction now. But I mean, at the end, you think you create this ad, pop it into Facebook, pop it into Google, and you think it's going to work, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
What's the story in behind all them for smaller companies like me to try and get them? Every time you seem to get a bit of traction and you talk to your marketing team, they say, oh, well, the algorithm has changed. And you're like, fucking algorithms cost me a fortune. Yeah. So you obviously specialize in that field. You take company and get leads to come in.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot of different things you can do. Some of it is software related in regards to like SEO. So just optimizing your website or optimizing different elements of your app and things like that. And the other side is then in regards to, as you said, algorithms. So like say Google or other search engines, trying to optimize those as best as possible so that you rank higher than the most. And then when it comes to the ad side, so when it comes to ad revenue, it costs a fortune for many businesses out there. So what we try to do is give them an understanding as to what may work, what may not work, keywords based on that specific, say, industry or area, and what most people are searching.
Pal of mine, and I don't have many estate agent pals. they don't know how they do. I'm only joking. But a pal of mine that's in the estate agent field, and this is, I hope the fuck he listens into this one. He's paying €2,950 a month to Google religiously for the last 10 years. And I said, do you have any idea what's happening there behind the scene? I said, no. Sometimes the phone rings, sometimes it doesn't. So all I know is $2,950 comes out of bank every single month.
Yeah.
And obviously the guy that's looking after you is saying, you want the phone to ring more, you need to increase it, bring it up to 6,000. What would you say to someone like that that has never? Now, when we say this thing has gone a bit dinosaur-y, this is a fact. Someone that has never budged off $37,000 a year ad spend doesn't have a fucking clue about anything bar the guy that's driving that from. And again, sometimes the phone rings, sometimes it doesn't. What would you say to someone in that space that has been a little bit ignorant in marketing?
I'd say revisit and try get a bit more understanding. So reach out to companies that are in that space and ask them how you could optimize it. Obviously the spend sounds really, really high.
Guy that's doing is in Liverpool.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Now the spend sounds really, really high, and there is definitely other tools out there that will optimize it better.
Yeah.
And now obviously Google is a very, very powerful tool, and I would recommend it to anybody, provided you really understand how to use it.
Well, I'd have a, no, not your level, but like a tenner in here is a tenner.
Yeah.
And I know if it gets wasted, there's someone's next on the line. So we've educated ourselves a little bit. Like, I've Googled his company several times and he's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, so that could be search engine optimization as well. So it could be that he doesn't have any SEO structure set up on his, say, website or app or wherever. And the other side then is in regards to how he's marketing the company and the branding. Like, yeah. That's very, very key when it comes to the kind of optimization piece.
Yeah.
And then keywords that's used throughout the website as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of mitigating.
There's a serious moving parts in behind.
There's a lot in it. So you really want to really do your homework if you're going to take it on yourself, or find a reliable company that actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, because you're never going to try and do that.
Yeah, so utilize as many tools as possible, including AI.
Yeah.
Like, and you'd be astounded the amount of difference it'll make.
So do you think, I know we're going off track here a little bit, but again, for the main company behind this one, you think with that, say, 37 grand a year, and his phone may ring, like, he doesn't have loads of sales, but do you think if he was to give you this 37 and a half grand with your expertise, you get the phone ringing much more and the lead gen?
100%.
The lead, do you reckon you'd half that spend there?
We'd definitely reduce it. But at the end of the day, if he was to keep that spend there, he'd optimize his input and output from both revenue sites.
Yeah.
We would use a lot of different kind of metrics in regards to how we would split that. So how much will go towards, say, paid ad revenue, how much will go towards optimizing the platform. And then in regards to other tools that are available within the market, how much will go towards that, including, say, cold calling and other elements like that.
Yeah, and that's it could be a drop factor. And like, again, I know you have to go in and do a complete business analysis of what's actually happening. Is the calls coming in and the follow-up is horrendous? The calls coming in? You track the whole thing, I assume.
Yeah, so we'll basically, like, when it comes to taking on a client, on the software side, we're very, very particular about who we take on, because we want longer term clients with scalable growth over, say, the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And that way we're ensured that we can help them and guide them as much as possible to succeed. And which is what we pride ourselves on, is that we don't succeed as a business unless the client succeeds.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what's the first pain point and cut? The dev team.
Yeah,
because they don't have
money
to fund it.
Yeah. Well, it clearly shows, because you're obviously given, you know, you're giving this company here as much tools as it needs. So obviously your vision in behind, or whatever vision you go by in your other companies, you know, you're given this every last chance to build.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, the problems in the Irish market are massive, and everybody is, I wouldn't say behind, I'd say the platforms are outdated. The knowledge base is very, very limited.
Yeah.
And people are very very skeptical about using new software.
Yeah.
And which they shouldn't be, because the up and coming software is potentially going to get them better results.
Yeah.
And better yield overall.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, how many companies have an ad spend of around 37,000 and have just ignored, like, leave that thing over there. There's nothing we can do about it. We're not educating ourselves and we don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Let's just give that money over to Google, because, you know, or we give it over to Facebook or whoever it is. And they're probably just not trained in the moving parts. Yeah, brilliant. So do you mind if we jump into the website?
Go ahead,
we'll
spend
2 more minutes on the website, and we'll definitely have a load of people log in. All the platinum warriors, as we call them, will be probably straight on this tonight now and start getting in. Now, this is where I say I always mess up. Lovely stuff. All right, so I'll just go down from the top of the website, and then we might work our way down. So again, those of you legends that are watching in, you can shoot over to our YouTube channel and you can watch all of this live. So create an account then.
So if you go to place an ad, you can simply just click that, it'll ask you for an email address, send you an OTP code, you log in, create your ad, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, and then again, if you click into one of the properties,
so this is potentially what the property will look like. So we'll make refinements in the background once you've added your property.
Yeah.
Just making sure that you have your best foot forward in regards to visualization to the user.
Okay. And then it's all listed there underneath, all about the property. And if they want to send in, they rented it. This is obviously for the rent.
Yeah. So they then send inquiry and it goes straight to the landlord or to the landlord.
Lovely. Then the next part of down the website, because I love to give all these legends that listen in free tools for them to play around with. And you have spent a lot of time creating and building these tools. So I seen property tools earlier on when I was having a glance around the website. Is this property valuation tool, is this the one we were talking about?
Yeah, so we've the property valuation tool, which is the one where it'll give you a synopsis on property value, okay. If, say residential.
So someone can literally just jump in there and get a rough value.
They can just
value.
Go in there, click it, put in their details, and it'll give them a kind of synopsis as to what that potential property is worth.
Okay. So that's someone that, and that's before, because from I've bought a lot of property and you know, when I'm talking to people or I'm sitting in their living room with them, they'd say the same thing. I actually don't know what it's worth. And I didn't want to, an estate agent to come out because I wasn't 100% ready.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to have a chat with someone first and then make an opinion, because they, you know, whether it's a sales thing or not, that's just what people want.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. So they can jump on over here tonight. Play around with this.
Play around with putting your details. If you want an agent to then do a valuation, we then notify the agent once you've completed your evaluation.
So you can send an agent that's local in that area. So you're actually giving are you giving agents free leads?
No, if they sign up for a subscription model, they'll get leads based on the valuation tool.
Right, so they just wake up in the morning and lo and behold, there's a couple of leads in their inbox.
Yeah, so we'll recommend, say you sign up today and you want to value your property, you put in your details, you say you want to be contacted by an agent, we'll just send that detail then across to the agent.
Okay, and then I know that we're probably, I don't know if we're going to discuss numbers and that, but that 37,000 that I'm talked about is to create a lead. That's why he's paying Google Ads that money. So is your leads, just popping leads
our,
over
our
the
leads are €135 per month. So you Jesus get up to 10 Christ. Leads per month. If you want to sign up for a 12-month subscription, it's $995. So you're saving over 625.
£20 a week.
Up to £20 a week if you weigh it up that way, yeah.
Okay. And then if I jump back out here, so this is a great little tool that I'm going to be playing around with now in the next few hours. Again, then I've got the office space calculator.
So that's the new tool that we just launched today. And this will give you a rough estimate on, say, an office space for lease or whether you're going to buy an office space.
Right.
So it'll give you, say you type an address, put in the details if you went to visit.
Yeah.
It'll give you a rough idea as to what that property costs. At least then you know what the potential value is if you're going to go to purchase.
Again, then if someone wanted an agent to step in, you will send the lead to the agent, the agent can then go out and talk business. And
yeah, so it kind of bridges that gap that's in the market at the moment, because obviously people don't know where to go when it comes to estate agents. Some of them just deal with residential. Some of them deal with, say, buying. Some are selling. Some are renting. But then when it comes to commercial, it's a completely different ballgame altogether. Yeah. Different agents involved in that sector.
And again, then, I'm just looking down to the, you're fully nationwide, so it doesn't matter where
you are.
It doesn't
matter where
you're
located. You can list on Fianco.ie.
Lovely stuff. Look, it's been a great, great podcast. I love, and thanks a million for coming in and giving your time up for this. The reason why I love this is because we know we're young, we're hungry. I know by listening to loads of people that pass through this building, they're frustrated out there at the moment. They want new stuff to come in. We're always looking for new stuff. We're always looking for new companies that are changing the market. I've no doubt if we sit here in a year's time, everything here will be through the roof. It probably won't go back to platinum, but everything will be probably through the roof. And hopefully in some way, we can start getting a few agents on board, and we can get a few people on board too, over to the website and listen. Where can people, if people that are listening to this podcast want to find you, where can they find you?
So if they want to find me, they can reach out through Fianco.ie. So just create the submission on the form. Or they can do a live chat to one of our representatives and they'll message me. Other option is then to say if you want some help on software, just go to devcenterhouse.ie, fill in a form there and we can book a meeting that way as well.
So we can throw up a link to both, because I know there's a lot of people in our network that are really, really, I know I would have irritated them by that one example of 37,000, and I know there's a lot of my other friends that just will not get into, like, don't want to do this marketing, but if they know they can half that, increase all their calls, they'll be on the bloody phone to you.
Yeah, no, we will happily give some guidance and some advice to anybody that needs it.
Yeah, and then for estate agents, you're getting 2 free listings, you're getting leads into your inbox for £20 a week.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really, like, where he's following, this model obviously is coming from, is one he's connected to O'Leary or something? Or?
No, it's just basically to give as much value as possible to people out there, especially when it comes to properties. Like there's such scarcity, and so so much frustration and so much skepticism when it comes to listing a property. And when it comes to paying, that's a massive pain point across the board. And it's not only private users that potentially don't have the money to list. It's estate agents as well. Like the costs of everything is inflating.
Yeah.
And they're finding it hard to feed themselves and basically get their bread and butter, you know?
Yeah, listen, and that's a true point. And I'll finish up on that one as well. Not all estate agents are making, it's not all Bentleys and Ferraris.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are really fucking struggling because there's low stock. But again, I told you earlier on, I just bought a property 43 years empty in Dublin 12.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're there. We hunted it down and found it. Again, if people are able to list things for free, the gold can be there too.
Yeah.
And that's really your agenda, I think, behind all of this is give as much value as you can. Give as much value for the user. Give as much value for the agent. Give much value for myself. And to get everyone on board with it. Anthony, thanks a million for popping in. We'll probably have to do a recap of this now in the next few months. I'm definitely going to plug your brain again about softwares because I know the minute we talk about them, you're straight in there and it's going to cause a load of friction when people are listening in. They're going to be elbowing their wives and their husband going, fucking, I'm paying that as well. And again, jump over to franco.ie and download it and get it up running and start playing around with it. And then if you want to reach out to Anthony, you know how to get him. Thanks a million. Any final last thoughts?
No, it's a really, really great podcast. Definitely open to have a conversation with anybody that would like to. And if there's anybody out there that needs any advice in regards to software, we're an open book, completely transparent, and we'll try point you in the right direction, regardless whether you would qualify as a client or not. And the overall objective is to give information and point people in the right direction and help them scale and grow, because
that's what we're here to do.
The scarcity that's in the kind of business sector today is kind of dominating everything, and there's a lot of businesses going under and crashing. And we're trying to help them as best as we can.
Yeah. Listen, you've represented both businesses very well, and thanks a million for coming in.
No problem at all. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.
And a brief thank you to today's sponsors of our podcast, Platinum Property Training and Platinum Ventures. Thank you very much for listening in.